Good time zone, and welcome to the Temple of the Jedi Order's podcast. We hope this is an enlightening podcast for you. And if you'd like to know more information about what the Temple of the Jedi Order is, you can visit our website at templeofthejediorder.org. Today we'll be discussing the idea of the ideal. During weekday morning meditations this week, we discussed both the Jedi belief statement and the Jedi creed. And the commonality in those two discussions was whether or not these two things and the doctrine in general was a set of ideas or a set of commandments. And I want to be very clear in saying that I don't believe that the doctrine is a set of commandments. Consider, if you will, the Abrahamic, very famous Ten Commandments. We know what stealing is, we know what killing is, we know what coveting is, and it's imperative in that set of commandments that you shall not. So I believe that the commandments are a set of laws, and they come with their own set of consequences. Now, we can contrast that, if we want, with the Jedi belief statement. The Jedi belief statement begins, "Jedi believe in the Force, and the inherent worth of all life within it." Now, it isn't anyone's job or anyone's right, really, to set down for another person or group of people what the Force is. The Force has and will always remain a individual thing to be defined. I can say that the Force is an energy field that binds all life together, and somebody else may have a completely different view. The only requirement is we have to believe in the Force. We don't have to agree on what the Force is. Now, if we take it further and we say that Jedi believe in the Force and the inherent worth of all life within it. Now, if I'm a meat eater and somebody is a vegetarian, is the vegetarian automatically a better Jedi or more Jedi than me? And I would say no, and someone might disagree. And the beauty of the doctrine is that it allows for both to be valid. Now, if we go further to the Jedi Creed and we say, "I'm a Jedi, an instrument of peace," what does an instrument of peace look like? How does it act? And what does it do? Well, the Jedi Creed kind of lays it out for us, but doesn't give us any hard and fast rules. "Where there is hatred, I shall bring love." Well, what does that look like? What does that feel like? How does it work itself out in our day-to-day lives? "Where there is injury, pardon." Well, not everybody pardons the same way. Not everybody is injured by the same thing. So we can go on and on about the doctrine and the differences, but the fact of the matter is that there are as many interpretations of the Jedi doctrine as there are people on this green earth. And that's why I believe that the doctrine is so useful as a metric, as a guideline. Not for anyone else to hold it up as a standard against us, but for us to measure up using it as a standard for ourselves. If I find that I failed in my own interpretation of the doctrine. I failed in my own principles as outlined in the doctrine. Then it's my responsibility to change the behavior. It doesn't hurt to have someone beside you saying, "Hey, do you remember that the doctrine says this?" Not necessarily as a chastisement, just as a gentle reminder. The doctrine says where there is injury, pardon. So just remember that, or whether, you know, whether we're talking about the tenets, where how did focus and knowledge and wisdom factor into your decision? Or did it at all? And it just brings us to the point, to the mirror, and reminds us of what we are on this journey for. We're all on this journey not to become the best at any one thing, but because this journey is worth it. This journey of self-discovery and self-reflection, and not necessarily self-improvement, because when we say we want to be better, what do we really mean? But self-discovery and self-reflection is really about moving forward in the journey, not staying in this same place, I would say. Some would disagree, of course. But I think we get into a lot of trouble when we remember that we have our own compasses and we can use our own compasses pretty effectively. But then we get into a trouble when we try to use our own compasses to dictate and to mandate about someone else's Jedi path. That can be a real problem. And that's why I think it's important that we remember that we're all here. And we're all working towards becoming Jedi. We all know that this journey is worth it. And we all know that it won't ever be finished. But we're here together. And we support each other. We may not always agree, but we're all striving toward the same set of ideals. And we are all Jedi. And now let's do a short exercise. Just to find a comfortable place to sit. Then try to relax and close your eyes. Now take 3 calming breaths with me. 1, 2, 3. Now picture in your mind's eye your own compass. Try to make it as real and vivid as possible. Take as long as you need. Is your compass made of plastic or wood or metal? Is it any specific color? What's it made of? What are the cardinal directions made of? Is it covered at all, or is it open? Is the needle moving or still? Now, Take it into your hand. Is it heavy or light? Is it warm or cool to the touch? Are there any dings or scratches or images on the back? This is your compass. Is it worn or new? Is it comfortable or kind of bulky? This compass will guide you. Try to get to know it. Reacquaint yourself with it. It's yours. Spend as much time as you need. When you have finished acquainting yourself with your compass, put it away. Remember where you placed it, for you will need to call on it as you have need for direction. We are going to come back now with 3 calming breaths. Three. Two. One. Thank you. Now let's recite the creed. I am a Jedi, an instrument of peace. Where there is hatred, I shall bring love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. I am a Jedi. I shall never seek so much to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand. To be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. The Force is with me always, for I am a Jedi. May the Force be with you all.